The heroic taste of butterbeer on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, making the world a happier place through music, education, and conversation. If you have comments or want to chat in the pub, email me, use hashtag pubsongs when talking about this podcast. Now, in this show, you're going to hear the latest Coffee with the Celt Father show. It's all about sci-fi drinks. We have comments from listeners like you. I'll share a tip on how you can promote your favorite band with streaming music, and I'll rant on impossible goals and why we need them. My name is Mark Gunn. I am your host, and this show is a little bit different. So I sometimes record my shows, whether it's, you know, live performances or here doing a live streaming concert. Well, this week I did a recording of my Coffee with the Celt Father show, and I do that every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So if you ever want to watch it, over on YouTube, go to youtube.com/Mark Gunn, or you can all just head on over to keltfather.net. Links are in the show notes as well. But this week I did a special on sci-fi drinks, and it was a fun show. I thought I would share it with you here in the Pub Songs Podcast as a bonus episode. Make sure you stick around. I got lots more after this show. Here's the sci-fi drinks episode of Coffee with the Celt Father. Greetings all, it's Coffee with the Celt Father time. Whoa. What do you think of that? We're gonna sing some songs, sci-fi drinks. I got the sci-fi drinking songs, but I'm not doing that today. Instead, I'm doing sci-fi drinks. As many as I can pull together. Maybe even an extra one that I don't really know. But we'll figure it out. All right, let's kick this off here. We're going to start with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. It's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. Just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like I'm hugging, I'm peeing, kicking the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. Got the old jank spirit juice from a bottle. Pour into one measure sand of genus seed water. I'm making another gallon if I can remember how it went. But the last time I drank, I lost 3 months' rent. The whales, dolphins, and mices too. They all know about this brew. The logos warn about it in their verse. But of the two, I'm not sure which is worse. The Pangalactic Garvo Blaster. It's the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. Just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. So all you hitchhikers, take my advice. Don't drink it once, don't drink it twice. Though if you drink it all, drink it very carefully. Though if you drink it all, you'll die quite cheerfully. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. It's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. Just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a muggy, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. Good morning, all. Dan, Puggle Mommy, Miranda, and Joy, thank y'all so much for dropping in. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you also got to see my AutoHarp tutorial. I posted that this morning. I did a live streaming thing, and you can, I'll put a link somewhere up here. You can go watch the AutoHarp tutorial, which I think would be a lot of fun. So, welcome, Kurt. If you do want to do one of those $10 song requests, you can head over to keltfather.net, where you will also find links to where you can buy CDs. That's where you say, you have CDs? Or you can put a tip in the virtual tip jar. That's always greatly appreciated. Welcome, Arcane Lore. Thank you all so much for dropping in. We're going to go on to the next sci-fi song that I, sci-fi drink that I know. It goes like this. Did you see the video, by the way? I posted a video over on, I need to post one here too, but it's a video, a little advertisement for the show. It was fun. Welcome, Garrett.
Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale. When Vulcan was filled with emotions and war, to pull them from extinction there arose but one man. Sir Octoplore, emotions are bad. Suppress all your feelings and logic will stand. Some Vulcans departed for Romulus they charted. No logic to guide them, they still did not fail. Then they started brewing a blue mixture stewing that swept the whole quadrant. It's Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale.
Welcome, Pamela.
You Vulcans and humans, Ferengi, Bajoran, when once you had tasted, you know it's a shame that Romulan ale was banned in all quadrants. One sip and you're drunk, do you remember your name? You'll be a stargazer, it's better than phasers to open up minds when diplomacy fails. Illegal it may be, but don't let that stave you. Just serve all those Klingons some Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale.
Welcome back, Carol.
You captains may hide from Federation eyes. Be thankful that they won't see you in the morn. When you grab a pretty ensign to take away your tension, she'll pull you straight to her as you fall through her door. You'll kiss her sweet lips, then stumble through the ship. She'll tell all her friends the captain she nailed. Intoxicating nectar, Klingon blood wine's no better than a big gallon jug of that Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale. You doctors may use it for medicinal fun. Better stick to your potions and hypos and pills. It may help you forget the ex-wives you stunned, but you left your bones and barely a will. Some Romulans, they noticed these effects were a bonus, an extra added way to conquer the frail. Export this blue liquor, emotions fall quicker, just spike Vulcan water with Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor is quicker than Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor in spaces like Romulan ale. Romulan ale, boys, Romulan ale. No liquor makes you sicker than Romulan ale.
I love that song. I came up with the idea, I 20 years ago when I was with the Broadway Night Game Bards, but I had this cassette. My mom had a cassette, and it had the song Nottingham Ale, a band, it's a Virginia band, I think. That was at least their band name had a Virginia in it. But they had the song Nottingham Ale, and I was like, I have to, Romulan Ale. This would be perfect, perfect. It only took about 20 years to write the song, but, eventually it came around. I hope you're having a good day. Hey, if there's a sci-fi drink you have had, post it in the comments, or there's a song, or a good drink, period. A good sci-fi drink. I've been trying to figure out also, different sci-fi drinks. I really only have, three, and I'm about to do the third one, that actually fit the bill. Although, there will be a bonus song of almost sci-fi drink standing. We'll see how that comes together. special note. This show is brought to you by my patrons over on Patreon. The Gunrunners Club is what it's called. And my heroic patrons, if you sign up at $10 per month, and you're going to get my next CD. This is limited edition. It's only available for patrons. It will never be available outside of my patronage. So if you'd like to get a copy, sign up this month and you will get one.
Harry Potter and Goblet of Fire and the house shot. That's awesome. Welcome, Mike. Thank you so much for dropping in. So one of the first songs that I did for the Firefly Drinking Song, well, the first, second song, I guess, for the Firefly Drinking Songs show and such was a song called Monahan's Mutter's Milk. And I created its own mythology. You can read about it, the history of Monahan's, over on my website. I'm pretty sure if you search for history, Monahan's Mutter's Milk, it should come up. Because it is the most famous Mutter's Milk of all time. And which is why there's t-shirts over at magerecords.com. Go over to KeltFather.net to the store and you'll find it all there. is that too shameless? Yeah. All right, here goes Monahan's. Chorus, repeat after me. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? Monahan's Mutter. We'll wash the mud away. We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. Good job. Very good. You got this down. I think we got it. So. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. I was 12 years old, my daddy brought me here. Two brothers who love to laugh. But 10 to 20 in this muddy hole, we lost our laughing muscle mold. My brothers lost their lives to mutter's gas. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. My daddy raised one fist to tell the boss he's pissed. Another to the foreman on the chill. But when he raised a shovel to protest his lowy troubles, he was shot down and dumped in a muddy ditch. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. Well, mud's all I know until I've enough to go and take my own three boys far from here. Maybe another place much worse in this here Culver's. Till then I drink my Monahan's for cheer. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins for a moose someday. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. You pour me a glass of Monahan's Mutter's Milk, we'll leave Higgins Gore and Moon someday. All right, a few bits of news. First off, I am playing February 21st is the next Celt Father Live. It's going to be an evening show. It's on Thursday and at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I have a new single that comes out tomorrow. Yay! Crowd goes wild. It's When She Held Me in Her Arms, and it's a pretty song. It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorites. I've been playing it for 20 years about, nearly. 18, 17, somewhere around there. I finally released it as a single, and I hope you will go add it to your streaming playlists and whatnot. That would be awesome. If you're subscribed to my newsletter, you will get a free copy of the MP3, so go sign up to that. You can hear it in the latest Pub Songs podcast, which is called Celtic Music and the Dark Side of the Pub. And, of course, if you like Celtic music, you can also check out the latest episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. That episode's called Irish Fire. All right. So, I am doing a big special offer over on Patreon. Again, if you sign up for at $10 a month, then you will get access to a CD. This song will be on that album. If I can get that key. There we go. I decided to put some of my favorite songs to sing right now. And actually, it changed since I hit the goal to actually do this last fall. It already has changed. But I have some new favorite songs, and I'm excited to share them. This is a song from that I wrote as part of my podcast, In the Verse, with Mikey Mason. It's called Serenity Valley Waltz. And I guess a short little thing is it's about the challenges of recovering from a bit of a traumatic experience. Obviously inspired by Firefly, but can be just about anything here. There's a place that I go when I'm feeling low, and a battle is raging in my head. It dries up my tears and holds back the fear, gives me strength to face what's ahead. Serenity Valley Waltz. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, my heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my thoughts. Felt the sadness that you caused when you exposed all my flaws and treated my fears as unreal. There is truth in your lie, so much hurt as I cry when you left my soul scarred and unhealed. Serenity Valley Waltz. Everything's lost. My heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. Up in the skies, I am grateful my family is with me. Still I wait for the dawn and I struggle to go on, so I pray for serenity. Serenity Valley Waltz. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, my heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my thoughts. Serenity Valley Waltz. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. All right. Thank you all so much for watching. If you have any last requests, I need to know by the time the chorus comes around. The $10 song request, go over to KeltFather.net, where you'll find links to pretty much everything that I do on there. I think I got most of it listed, so head on over there. I will be back again next Wednesday. What is that? The 13th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Wednesday is Coffee with the Kelt Father at 11 a.m., so I hope you'll come back and join me. And tell a friend. The more people who show up, the more songs I will play as well. This song is I've been playing this song for a long time, but I don't actually have... It's not quite a sci-fi drink song, but it could be, I think.
Beer, 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 butter, beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 butter, beer, beer, beer. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a wizard by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented brewed a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. He must have been admiral or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer. Beer, beer, tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Curse Bar, Hogshead Pub, Leaky Cauldron as well. One thing you can be sure of is Charlie's beer they sell. To all you lads and lasses, at 11 o'clock you stop for 5 short seconds. Remember Charlie Mops. A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5. Hey! He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he fills up a cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man in beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. A barrel of malt, a bushel of hops, stir it with a stick. The kind of lubrication that takes some magic. 40 pints of wop with it will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 pence halfpenny and 1/6 in tax. A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5. Hey! He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer. Beer, beer, tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops.
All right, so next week we're doing Geek Love Songs, so come on back for that. I don't entirely know what those will include, but it's going to be fun and crazy, and you never know what's going to happen. Head on over to KiltFather.net to find out more, and again, in the comments, post some favorite sci-fi drink that you would love to taste if you never had a sci-fi drink before. Which one would you love to taste, or which one have you tasted that was totally awesome or totally horrific? Post them in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching, and that's all for now.
Launch. I hope you enjoyed that concert. It comes out every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Don't miss it. Now, in there I mentioned the $10 song request. I'm actually changing that to $11, and the reason is because I'm fine-tuning things as I go, right? So I got a tip after the show, and it was a $10 tip, and I'm like, did I miss something? Did you forget to tell me that that you wanted a song request? So I figured $11, that'll do the trick. If I do $11 tip, then that'd be perfect for them for me to know that this is specifically because they wanted a song request. Of course, if you want to do a song request, not only do you do $11 tip, there's a specific link for that over on magerecords.com, but you also need to post in the chat and let me know that you have made a song request so that I know it's happening. I hope you caught all the news. If you want to find out about any of that stuff that was mentioned, there's links in the show notes at pubsong.com. This is show number 176. Pub chat, I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs podcast? What do you remember most from one of my shows or this one? I'd love for your comments. Or from another show you've seen, send a written comment along with a picture to mark@markgun.com. Use the hashtag PubSongs in the subject of your email or post a comment with your review on Apple Podcasts. That'd be awesome. Michael S. sent a message with a virtual tip donation. My wife and myself love your music. The only time we have the opportunity to see you is in person is at Gen Con, but being able to enjoy your YouTube videos and live concerts is the next best thing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate you coming back and watching the show each and every week. It is a fun show to put out. I'm having a blast creating this. I'm starting to create themes. And in fact, I'd love some more theme ideas. I have like 6 episodes currently scheduled, and I'm going to do more soon. So More to come. I did get my first actual email specifically with the hashtag pubsongs in reference to the last episode of the podcast. Gary Neal emailed from Maryland. I just listened to the Dark Side episode. Your talk on selflessness reminded me of a quote by Albert Pike. I've attached a coin minted by the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry with a quote on the back so I don't misquote it. So I copied that quote for you. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal. I love that. That is beautiful. And I commend you because that is a great quote. And it's true. You know, you want to selflessness. Keep that in mind in everything you do. It'll come back to you tenfold. And that's not the reason you do it. You just do it. But it will benefit people for generations to come. He also added, and to your rant about social media, that's why I only post mindless drivel. I'm occasionally mildly controversial, but I tried to be with humor and about a subject that's not really all that important. Keep up the good work. I'm not actually posting stuff again, as I said in the last episode, on social media in general. Occasionally I'll post a picture of my girls. I'm trying to stop posting anything else because I know myself well enough that I will get sucked in. You come across stuff and everything on there, it inflames you, it pisses you off, it makes you angry and or energized or something, but it hits those negative emotions that makes you want to respond, and it makes just makes things worse. So this is definitely a good way for you. As for me, you know, I'm doing the best I can as well. And my friend Johannes said, hey, welcome to the club for, you know, cutting out on social media. And I'm like, I wish I could, but I really don't know if I can. I don't know if it's actually useful for me to be able to post something on Facebook and say, hey, I'm doing a show right now. I don't know if people actually use that or not. Honestly, I have no clue because most people, you know, the posts are seen by, you know, you can see, you know, 15, 20, 30 people if I'm lucky, maybe 60. But still, you know, is that enough for them to come watch like the Coffee with the Celt Father shows? I do that each week, and I posted a little video this week. The video was... you got to go watch it. I need to post it on YouTube as well. But it's me saying, oh, look, my secret stash of Romulan ale, just in time for the sci-fi drinking song show. Something on that line. It's fun. But go check that out. It's fun. But do people actually see these things? Will they come to the shows and respond because of it? I just don't know. Nevertheless, I am still on and will continue to be. All right, play some music from Catherine Kohler. This is from her album, Sean Aki, and it is The Green and the Blue. I love this woman's voice. Catherine just has a fantastic voice. It's very folky with a Celtic tinge that's just beautiful. I love it. Check her out.
Don't turn to look on the green hills of Antrim, Fermanagh's behind you, it's time to move on. Look onwards to Glasgow and all your tomorrows, the future lies there and it's waiting. What was the sense of the wee babies crying, the cries of the hungry, no sense to remain, no prayer could recover a sister or brother, so farewell to Fermanagh, the praying. The green hills of Antrim, Fermanagh's behind you, it's time to move on. Look onward to Glasgow and all your tomorrows, the future lies there and it's waiting. cargo that never came homeward again. Don't turn to look on the green hills of Antrim, Fermanagh's behind you, it's time to move on. Look onward to Glasgow and home.
See, you know, one of the reasons I feel like I've been successful is that I have educated my fans on how to help me, because I can only do so much. And so I want to continue that tradition, maybe try to put occasional music promotion tips here in the Pub Songs podcast. And one of the ones that I want to suggest is for streaming music people. And that is by adding music to your own playlist. I think if you do stream music, you create playlists. That's pretty much the standard. Frequently, you don't always listen to an album. You create a playlist and have it. You know, I have the top Irish and Celtic music playlist over on Spotify. I have I think it's called Geek Pub Songs. I've changed it so many times, I'm not entirely sure. Or maybe Geek Road Trip. I like that title. I don't know. I need to figure out a better title for it. But I'll have links in the show notes to the two playlists that I use. The first one, the Irish and Celtic music, it features like the most of the artists who and songs that were in the Celtic Top 20 on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And the other one is some of my favorites, things that I want to listen to a whole bunch. And both are good fun playlists. But the way this works is that if you find something, I would suggest you go to those playlists, listen to some of the music. If there's something you like, add it to your own. You know, I also have the Celt Father Experience playlist, which features all of my most popular music, some of the songs I'm most proud of from not just, you know, from Mark Gunn, but also from the Brobdingnagian Bards and Kilted Kings. So it's got a nice mix of stuff. So, but go add something to that playlist. Now, last Thursday, I released my newest single, When She Held Me in Her Arms. You can now add that to your playlist. Go listen to it 100 times. I'm very proud of how it came out. Samantha Galogli joined me on fiddle. And it's a beautiful track. So, in fact, I'm going to play it right now for you to hear once again. This is When She Held Me in Her Arms.
Through the market I wander and pray that I'd find me a woman I might marry one day. And I never dreamed when I prayed that prayer that the woman I longed for was standing there. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Well, she smelled of the sweetest lilac skin, and I admit it now that she drew me in. And her voice cast a spell I could not obey. Every word was a river that swept me away. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. All the market became a more beautiful place, all the flowers more fragrant, and the clothing all lace. And her eyes, they begged me to stay. And 20 years later, I've not regretted a day. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day for the lover all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night.
If you ever get a chance to look at what podcasts I listen to, it's going to be a its own little weird mix. You'll find that I have just started recently listening to podcasts that were about the music business, and that's because there haven't been that many great. I think this past year, we finally got like a couple that were actually good, geared for musicians. I should have created one years ago, and I never did, as much as I've been doing podcasting, but I couldn't wrap my head around how to do it. But some of these are just absolutely magnificent. I'll see if I can post a couple of them in the show notes as well. But you'll also find that I also listen to podcasts that have nothing to do with what I do. Well, on the face of it. One of my favorite podcasts is Amy Porterfield, Online Marketing Made Easy. So it's about marketing, but she mostly focuses around selling, on how to sell courses. Online courses, and it's something that's has nothing to do. Again, does it have anything to do with it? It sort of does, actually, because what I love about it is I am personally one of these people who's really good at extrapolating ideas from one area and putting them in, using them for myself. And that's one of the things that I love about her. She does these teaches you how to do an online course. But she does a step-by-step tutorials pretty much in her podcast. It's a very hands-on show, and with a lot of heart, and it's fantastic. It's a really good podcast for creating, I guess, for creating courses. But I take those lessons, many lessons I have found, I've learned from her, including the Coffee with the Celt Father shows. Part of the reason, there's a couple reasons I do it. You know, one of the reasons is Rick Barker. You know, he's actually in the music business, but he's does live streaming stuff too. But part of it was because, you know, Amy Porterfield's a big fan of using what do they call them, workshops, these online workshops as a means to sell something bigger and whatnot, which never quite works for what I'm doing, and that's irrelevant. The point is that I got this great idea from her, so I find her podcast really engaging. And one of the things she brought up recently was from someone else was impossible goals. Every year I do make goals. And she was making a case for setting impossible goals. Not just the ones that you can accomplish, but the ones that you cannot accomplish. There's no way on earth you can accomplish something. Actually, even her impossible goal I thought was kind of a silly. No offense, Amy, if you ever listen to this, but it was just kind of silly because she was setting a financial goal that was really high, but not impossible. You know, I think she said she made like, I don't know, $7 million last year, but then lost her business partner and wants to make $10 million. That's her impossible goal. And I'm like, no offense, but it's a dumb goal. Number one, I think the financial aspect of it, I don't care for. That's just me. I'm not making music to make a fortune. I don't care if I make a fortune. I'm more in it just getting my music heard, and that's ultimately what I want. But that's not the reason. It is possible. It is possible that she could reach this goal. Unlikely, yes, maybe, but it's not impossible. But it's the idea of impossible goals really struck my mind because, again, I set lots of fairly realistic goals. I haven't hit a lot of them, so maybe they're not that realistic. I had these mailing list goals. You know, I'd like to have 1,500 people on my mailing list, and I'm still, you know, not even at 1,000, you know, and that's been a goal for like several years. So maybe that's an impossible goal for me. But even that, I don't consider that impossible. I consider it unlikely, but things could change. But what really inspired me about this idea of a really, truly impossible goal, and I was looking at my own, which is like getting 10,000 subscribers over on YouTube. I think I have maybe 1,500 or something like that. No, maybe more than that. Maybe even up to 2,000 or 3,000. I think I might have 3,000 subscribers. Most of them don't even, you know, aren't really interested in my music. Most of it came because it used to be associated with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. But 10,000 subscribers, so people who want to hear about me and what I'm doing. That to me does sound like a pretty impossible goal. You know, maybe if a video of mine went viral, whatever the hell that means. But what I liked about the goal, again, is that it forces you to think outside your comfort zone. And she mentioned this too, but it's the ability, when we set goals that we can achieve, that we know we can achieve, those are good. They're rewarding because we know that we can achieve it. We can get to that goal. That is awesome. We'll make it. It's like the 500-yard dash. You know, it used to be like, speaking of running, actually, I remember hearing that once upon a time, you know, the 10-minute mile or whatever was impossible. The people said a 3-minute mile was just impossible. No one could do that. And then someone did it. And now it's like, you know, 30-second mile. I don't know what it is. But it's, you know, because someone could achieve that goal, you're able to push yourself even further. So, you know, again, I haven't quite solidified my goals. I think I was looking at, again, 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, which makes me think, how would I achieve that? How could I get 10,000 subscribers here over on YouTube? With my Coffee with the Celt Father shows, well, consistency certainly is one. These themed shows, I think, is definitely a good idea. Posting frequently, getting YouTube realizing that I am coming to YouTube and using it as a primary platform. Getting lots of watch time on there. You know, those are the things that YouTube looks at and says, hey, that's important to us, so it should be important to you. But those are the things that kind of, but will that get me ultimately there? No, probably not. I don't know exactly yet how to achieve that. I think also I want to do some collaborations, and maybe in time that too will help me achieve 10,000 people on there. And that is, when do I want this achieved? By the end of the year. You know, setting a deadline, obviously, will help. And it, she also mentioned, I think, setting 25 smaller impossible goals to try to achieve in the time as you try to build up to it. So right now, for instance, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. It's the biggest time of year for Celtic musicians. And pretty much every podcast I do, every video I do that is about St. Patrick's Day or Celtic music or Irish music is going to go skyrocketing through the roof in the next month, I guess, just over a month. So, you know, that's a good time to hopefully hit some goals. Will I be able to hit 10,000? Highly unlikely. Again, impossible. How do I hit 10,000? There's your question. I don't know. Well, think about it as we listen to some more music. One of my favorite songs in Celtic music is Keg of Brandy. I don't know the song. I never learned the lyrics, but I love this melody. And almost every recording I've heard of it is just brilliant. This is the Syncopaths from their album Five Gears.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober. I'm constant roving from town to town. Ah, but I'm old now, my sporting's over. So my store, won't you lay me down? For the ripest apple is the soonest rotten.
For we lie and might never us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. We will drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we might and might never all meet here again. Her style and her beauty, there's none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. Oh, there's no one in this wide world as happy as me. Here's a hat to the company and one to my nurse. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. We will drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. I hope she's safe landed without shake or shock. And when we are sailing to the land of the free, I will always remember your kindness to me. I have read this old proverb, I read it so true. My love is as fair as the bright morning dew. I have read this old, so good friends and companions, I bid you adieu. Here's a hail to the company and one to my lads. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. We will drink.
Selkie Girls with Here's a Health from their album Pirate Queen. Upcoming shows, of course, every Wednesday is Coffee with the Celt Father at 11 a.m. Celt Father Live exclusive is on Thursday, February 21st. Yes, that is different from what I told you last week. It is on the 21st, Thursday, February 21st. I changed that. It's also different from what I posted in my newsletter online. You win some, you lose some. I will be promoting it more, but I decided to, I needed the weekends free because of some travel stuff that's going to be happening. I'll tell you more about that in a later date. But Thursday, February 21st, so mark your calendar. Tickets are $15 per person, or they're free if you are a heroic patron over on Patreon, joining my Gunrunners Club. I would greatly appreciate that. Brennan's Irish Pub is on February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. There is a cover charge for Brennan's. I don't know what it is. And then, of course, March 17th, I will be with Kilted Kings for St. Patrick's Day at the Hangout in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Here's the Grenaways with their track, Ghost. I love this band. The sound of their music is just awesome. It's got a little bit of Celtic and this alternative thing going on. It's just brilliant. I think they're out of Cornwall, too. It's from their album, Diesel Rainbows.
Out there, I see like you were dancing, whiskers around me. Gentle wings, they beat and arrow. The flame so bright, so fierce, cannot hold this fire. This fire. So different, aren't they? Somehow maybe connected, or aren't they the same? Yours reminds me of stars on my street. To trust my wave is waiting but can't be seen. Ghost, you ride. Showed me a trace of the past that blew out, set me free. Can I speak to the bones by taking a photograph, drink the coffee you're making from my bed?
Pub Songs Podcast is listener supported. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 per month allows me to create music and podcasts for your enjoyment. Special thanks to my newest patrons, Laura and John, Jacqueline H., Shelley Neal. Thanks also to Carol Baril, Alexis, Jennifer B., Garrett R., and the artist, Miriam Plant, for raising their pledges. Thank you so much for supporting this music. If you enjoy visiting the pub, please join the Gunrunners Club over on Patreon. You'll get episodes before regular listeners, free albums, videos, and lots more. Go to markgun.net to join the Gunrunners Club today. That'll send you straight over to Patreon. All right, I am going to finish up the show. This is Kilted Kings. So I mentioned the Heroes CD. I think I mentioned the Heroes CD. Basically, I'm doing a CD, which is going to be exclusively for my heroic patrons and higher over on Patreon. If you would like to own a copy, you need to sign up before the end of February, and I will send you one of these albums. It's part of a special offer I'm doing right now. Now, one of the songs that will be on it is the song I'm going to play, Name on My Soul. This is recorded by Kilted Kings. The one on the CD is going to be just me and the auto harp. That's the whole concept of this album. It's for my patrons. It's for my heroes. But it is just me and the auto harp. And I just wanted something very personal to say thank you so much for supporting my music, for being different and proud of it. So I hope you enjoy. I will be back again next week. If you enjoy any of the artists in the show, please buy their music and merch. Follow them on Spotify. Let them know you how much you love what they are doing. And of course, tell a friend. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
And I wished I knew ya. You wrote your name on my soul, and I feel like I'm out of control. You wrote your name on my soul, that's what it is, so I'll go with the flow. Each other in the shadows, I'm sure I couldn't see. You stepped closer and your beautiful face looked up at me. I took your hand in mine and we wandered off down the road. It feels so right, it's like I've always known ya. On my soul, and we laughed as I twirled you about. You wrote your name on my soul and held your breath as I touched your mouth. Through the wheels of time, we traveled the globe. As we reeled through life, adventures. Sat beneath the tree. Our lips were red from cherries and a long kiss. We lay there for hours till the stars shone down on our tenderness. You wrote your name on my soul and I saw it in the constellations. You wrote your name on my soul. My blood is pumping elation.
my soul, name on my soul, name on my soul, name on my soul, you wrote your name on my soul, name on my soul, name on my soul, name on my soul, and my soul. You wrote your name on my soul, and I don't know what you did to me. Soul. You wrote your name on my soul, but it's all name that I was meant to be. You wrote your name on my soul, and I'm happier than I've ever been. You wrote your name on my soul, and our story will never, never end.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.